Blog Talk Radio.
One allegation, that is, he is alleged to have had sex with an underage woman, a 17-year-old Moroccan dancer named Ruby Heartstealer. It's alleged to have happened during a so-called Bunga Bunga party at the Prime Minister's home in Milan last year, and that's basically an orgy, Lisa. She's basically called the police station and asked for her to be released on the grounds that she is the former Egyptian president Hosni Mubarak's granddaughter. So two pretty serious charges there. The Prime Minister of Italy certainly has his hands full.
It would seem that way. Pete Stefanovic keeping a straight face there in Rome. Thanks very much for that. Over to you, Carl.
He's done some crosses in his time, but that is without a doubt numero uno. Bunga Bunga party. Tell me more, Pedro. Get to the bottom of that
one. You know what a Bunga Bunga party is, Carlos?
Talk to me, bro.
Well, there's a few meanings. One is that it's a
don't worry about
a
it,
naked
bro.
Party involving a lot of activity. The second, it's a Gaddafi term as well, maybe.
Get yourself to the Vatican. Thank you, mate.
Just over here, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Not too far away. That's why I've got to be careful with what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I might get struck by lightning.
Yeah, exactly. Very easy, mate. When in Rome. Talk to you soon, bro. Bunga Bunga party. Hallelujah.
Everybody, Bunga Bunga party!
Bunga Bunga party. Bunga Bunga party. Party.
Sei punta mai a coraggio! Cosa c'è nelle mie mani?
Una borsetta di velluto!
E dentro?
Un fazzoletto bianco!
Voilà.
Un fazzoletto rosso! Asperina!
Niente donna,
no.
Spero!
No, asperina!
Ah,
un portamonete!
Ci sono soldi?
2.725 lire!
Bravissimo! E la signora qua cosa sta pensando? Ho grande conscience, spero. Su, pensi una cosa.
Cosa devo pensare?
Quello che vuole, vous pensez?
Bunga Bunga party.
Sì, vorrei vivere per altri 100 anni.
Sì,
sì.
E questa graziosissima signora, cosa c'ha nella testolina?
Mi lasci tranquilla. Posso pensare a qualcuno?
Beh, oui! Su!
Allora... No, guardi, mi vergogno, lasci.
Ma di che cosa? Allora, madame.
Ma posso pensare proprio a una persona.
A chi
io avrei una gran paura a far leggere i miei pensieri.
Stai tranquilla, cara, tu non corri alcun pericolo. Volevo che non usassi
un bacetto e un schiaffone.
E sa?
Va bene. Voilà.
Merci. Madame, monsieur, voi penserete, ma guardo che imbroglione. Mi dispiace deludervi, ma non c'è nessun imbroglio, nessuna combinazione. È un eccezionale esperimento di forza magnetica, di telepatia. Io trasmetto effettivamente i vostri pensieri a Mademoiselle Maillard. Lei crede di poter nascondere tutti i suoi pensieri?
I don't want you to do it to me. No!
Capito?
You're disgusting! Leave me alone!
Gloria.
Oh,
Gloria,
oggi c'è! My hand against him!
E parli!
I can't stand it, this man crucified me!
Prego, non insista, eh! I pensieri sono sacri! Ma è un gioco!
Tri!
Pronto, Maya? Un momento, signori, fermi là! Potremmo sapere cosa stanno pensando? Lei, per esempio.
Cosa volete che stia pensando? Sto pensando al mio regista, Croce e Delizia.
Come stai?
Bene. E tu?
Ne sono passati di anni, eh?
Eh sì, purtroppo, mio caro. Vengo subito! Sei diventato famoso.
Ah, piantala. Di un po'. Ma qual è il trucco? Come fate a trasmettervi?
Beh, ci sono dei trucchi, ma c'è anche qualche cosa di vero. Non so come succede, ma succede.
Ma puoi trasmettere qualunque cosa?
Tutto, tranne che lei si tolga dalle scatole. Vuoi provare anche tu?
Sì, sì, aspetta.
Sta a vedere che con te faccio cilecca.
Sono veramente contento di essere qui tra di voi.
Поверьте, я действительно очень рад, что нахожусь.
Bisogna fare qualcosa.
Assolutamente.
E sai che faremo?
Bunga party.
Bunga, bunga.
Bunga, bunga,
bunga,
bunga,
bunga,
bunga,
bunga,
bunga,
bunga,
bunga,
bunga,
bunga,
bunga, Africa,
bunga bunga con Lele, bunga bunga con Lele, se non sta sento va in galera, è il corpo dell'Africa.
That's right, everybody. It's time for your Saturday night bunga party. Sexy time with your host, Vincent the Bag.
E non importa chi tu sia, non importa che lavoro tu faccia, in questi tempi di crisi è importante ridere, sorridere e festeggiare. E allora festeggiamo io, tu, Lele, Fede, tutti quanti, ma soprattutto...
Easy for you to say. Don't be shy, call in 347-826-7667. The juice can call me. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. No, please, everybody, have a seat. Have a seat. Relax. We're going to party for another hour and 50 minutes. That's right. I'm Vince of the Bay, and I'm your audio erotic host for this Saturday special Bunga Party Sexy Time edition of the Saturday Vince of the Bay shebang that I do here on Blog Talk Radio. Shouts out to the early chit chatters. Alcoholic, Donnie C. I have seen, so I believe. Wow, that's a good one. That's a new one. I think that might be our early front runner for Chit Chatter Name of the Evening. I have seen, so I believe. Good one, I like it. All right, what else do we have here? TMI Radio Scout. ITMI Radio Scout. Okay, whatever. Too Much Information Radio Scout. If you're looking for a show, if you're scouting for radio talent that will offer too much information, then if that's what that's all about, then you're in luck here, bro. It's pretty much what I provide here. TMI Radio is pretty much what I do here. On the nightly. Oh, what else do we have here? Nikki 522. Hey, baby. You will get a prize, yes. If you win, if and, you know, unless somebody else has a better name that catches my eye, if you stick it out, yeah, you'll win a prize, sure. But I got to, you know, the night is young. And who else do we have? Okay, so Nikki 22. No, Nikki 522. So Nikki 522, are you a female, I'm presuming, or a trap, as the kids say? Get back to me on that. We have the One Angry Jew already asleep in the chat room. The One Angry Jew has managed to already fall asleep in the goddamn chat room. That's a good thing. Let sleeping dogs lie. There's so many little sayings out there, and that's one that I like to employ that credo as much as I can. So shouts out to One Angry Jew who's sleeping, and Red Medicine, Stabby McHugs rounding things out in the chat room. Everybody's sleeping in the chat already. What's up with that, dudes? Come on now. It's your Bunga sexy party. I can't even, what is this? Bunga party sexy time, yeah. And I named it the Bunga. It's usually just party sexy time. But I decided that today I wanted to honor my gypsy brothers in Rome today. So hence the Bunga. And if you look on the slideshow there, you see my man Silvio Berlusconi with the caption there, Bunga Bunga. That's my dude Silvio Berlusconi, the Prime Minister of Italy. A little education for you there, kids. Anyway, I dubbed this the Bunga. I resurrected the Bunga sexy party time, the Bunga Bunga party, in honor of our gypsy brethren who are flocking to Rome to have court with the Pope. This is out of Vatican Radio. 2,000 gypsies have made a pilgrimage to Rome to have an audience with the Pope. Members of the Roma, Sinti, Manoches, Kali, Yenish, and travelers communities from 20 different European countries are all taking part in a pilgrimage to Rome to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the birth of their patron, Blessed Serafino, Seferino Ximenez, including an audience with the Pope. So these gypsies are going to get to have an audience with the Pope because apparently their patron, Seferino Ximenez, it's the 150th anniversary of his birth, so good for him. And so I guess they got to party with the Pope. That's cool. Shouts out to them. And I got to start following Vatican Radio on Twitter. God damn, they're on Twitter. No shit. Oh, wait, no, it just says currently reading. That's not what I want. Follow them on Twitter. There we go. Boom, bam, Vatican News. That's what I'm talking about. It's in English, too. Yeah, that's what's up. So hopefully I do have, as you know, I'm Vince in the Bay. Vince is my real first name. There's no mystery behind that. And, of course, that's short for Vincent. Known as Vincenzo. So, yes, I am Italian. My last name is Italian. It rhymes with in the Bay. And, so I have an Italian heritage, and I have a lot of family that are Italian, and I still have family that are in Italy. And I'm trying to get, I have 2 hours to do this. I'm these Italians are really, They're really kind of fickle. But I have family and friends in Italy. I've been to Italy, and I've spent time in Rome where these proceedings are going on. And I'm hoping at some point during the broadcast, I'm going to get in touch with one of my family members, if not multiple family members, who are presently in Rome and are sort of covering this for me. And I hope to get them on at some point. So stick around for that. We're going to try to fit that in. But they're going to give us the lowdown, and hopefully we'll get some real gypsies on the phone from Rome. I don't know what time it is out there. Can somebody give me a world clock link or something and tell me what time it is in Rome right now? God knows. It's probably like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Who knows? Well, let's see. I can do the math. London's 5 hours away. They're 8 hours. They're 8 hours ahead. So it's like what? 7 in the morning there? It's probably about 7 in the morning there. 7, 8 in the morning. Maybe I'll wait till the next hour. Give him a chance, because those Italians, it doesn't matter. 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, it makes no difference. But I'll give him some time to sleep. And, hey, you're going to hear some of my heritage, some of my culture, my family, mi familia, via the beauty of the Internet. So hopefully I'll be able to hook that up. But in the meantime, lines are wide open. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the numero. And use it, don't abuse it. Looking in the chat room right now. Melissa Hopkins says, Alcoholic is saying that Melissa Hopkins is so tanked, she advertised her show on Twitter a month from now. She's advertising on Twitter now a show she's doing a month from now. You know what I think? No, dude, in her defense, I think, BTR, I think you can set it up to where you book shows and stuff. And you can set it up to where it just automatically books shows for you. And so every time you do a show, it automatically books another show. So, and I think it blocks them out maybe a month in advance. So every day you do a show, it adds another one automatically a month in advance. So that's how it works. But I wouldn't put it past her. She could be that fucked up that she...
I can't do a show for a month. Oh my God, I can't do a show for a month. I think I'll just I'll just tweet it now then. Let's get the word out. Grassroots campaign.
That's a terrible... I don't even know. That's a horrible Melissa Hopkins. I don't do impersonations. I just don't. I just can't. And I won't. Whatever. It's Vince in the Bay. We're hanging tight. The lines are wide open, kids. Don't be shy. Let's get this party started. Come on. All right. You know what? I think what we have to do, in honor of our gypsy brethren, who we're going to hopefully get on the horn with in a little bit. And again, if you know anybody, if you know any gypsies who'd like to party with us, or if you are listening and you're a gypsy and you'd like to weigh in on this, what do you think? Why should the gypsies even be talking to the Pope? The gypsies aren't even like religious. If I'm not mistaken, the Roma, if you will, I think they're like atheists essentially. I don't know. Well, I know some Roma. I met some Roma in my day. There's a fantastic band out there that's fronted. In fact, I think the best band live. Pound for pound, dollar for dollar, dollar to donuts. I think the pound for pound, the best live act out there going today is fronted by it's basically a gypsy band. It's a Roma fronted band, and that's Gogo Bordello. You can't fuck with them, man. I have maximum respect for Gogo Bordello. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're losing. They have a fantastic message. They're a bunch of gypsy punks who just travel the globe and bring merriment and fuckery to all those who dare lie in their path. Lots of tomfoolery going on with those kids. Gogo Bordello. If you don't know, you're going to know. I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to hear a brief message from Gogo Bordello. This is Think Locally, Fuck Globally. I'll be right back.
That's not what I'll ask. Think law, college. Hey, follow my dad. Fuck law, fuck lit.
Have it. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm back with you live, direct, broadcasting from San Francisco, California, from the cozy confines of my Upper Haight, Inner Sunset studio. Shouts out to Alcoholic Donnie C. Dreyea. I love that name, Dreyea. A bunch of guest listeners I have seen, so I believe. ITMI Radio, something or other. Nikki 522, One Angry Jew, Red Medicine, and Stabby McHugs, and Three Abu. Yes, Alcoholic, Irish, Mexican, punk, and country. Yeah, they call it Gypsy Punk. Gypsy Punk. So I learned a lot from just reading that quick little Vatican Radio article. But I've never heard, I've heard of the Roma. I've not heard of the Sinti or the Manochoes. Yikes. What would you name? Can anybody in the chat room pronounce this name? It's spelled Manoches. Manoches. It's a funky name. Say that five times fast. That should be in my my tongue twisters. I haven't done a tongue twisters in a long time. Anybody interested in calling in and doing a tongue twister? Come on. Who has Dreyea? I would love to have you. Dreyea, one of these times, one of these days, Dreyea, you gotta be my co-host here. I like to have female co-hosts. It just works better that way. I think it's just the chemistry thing. You need sort of the yin yang thing. And I usually have Kishu on with me, and she's gonna check in later, I believe. She's doing some in the field reporting as well. So ideally, before the show is over, hopefully Kishu's going to check in with me from Arizona, and also I have some family members that are in Italy right now, and they're going to give us a report on these Romani gypsies that were held court with the Pope today. And we want to get some feedback and some reportage on that. But I'm all alone in the studio tonight. It's Saturday night party, sexy time, bunga bunga party edition. Bunga bunga party.
Bunga bunga party.
Yep, bunga bunga party. That's right.
Bunga bunga party.
Yeah. Exactamundo. You got it, bro.
Bunga bunga party.
Right. You got, okay, we got it. Bunga bunga party. Okay, outside of the bunga bunga party, you know, there's a party going on right now in Tennessee that I really wish I could have checked out. I was hoping to get to it. I was really stoked when they announced the lineup. I'm talking about Bonnaroo. Conan.
Bonnaroo.
That's right, Conan. Bonnaroo.
Bonnaroo.
Yes, Bonnaroo, Conan. Conan O'Brien was at Bonnaroo, what, last year, Conan?
Bonnaroo.
Yeah, you were at Bonnaroo. Conan was at Bonnaroo last year. And, they're celebrating the 10th anniversary of Bonnaroo. Can you believe that? It's going to be the 10th anniversary of 9/11, too. But, Bonnaroo is in its 10th anniversary.
A Bonnaroo!
Yeah. Yeah, Conan, Bonnaroo. And so I got really excited. I dedicated a whole show. I've been to Bonnaroo. I went to Bonnaroo in 2009? Yeah, Bonnaroo 2009. So it's 2 years ago now. Three Bonnaroos ago, I guess. Oh, that was a wild time. When I did my Bonnaroo show, I talked extensively about my experience at Bonnaroo.
Bonnaroo!
Conan, do you mind? Seriously. But yeah, Bonnaroo is... I did a whole show dedicated to it, and I've been missing all these amazing acts that are playing Florence and the Machine. Or I guess it's Florence plus the Machine. You notice that? She's very distinctive. It's not that ampersand. It's the plus signal sign, the plus sign. You know what I mean? Does anybody even know what band I'm talking about? Florence and the Machine? Let me cue up some Florence and the Machine. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I love... Yeah, this is my shit right here. Florence and the Machine, plus the Machine. Happy day, yada yada, yada yada, yada yada yada.
Happiness is like a train on a track.
Shada yada 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 yada. Okay, you get the idea. That's Florence and the Machine. She played at Bonnaroo. Who else played at Bonnaroo? Oh, yeah. G-Love and Special Sauce played at Bonnaroo. But before I get into some more Bonnaroo nonsense, I know you guys are really wanting me to talk about it some more.
A Bonnaroo!
Conan, please, withhold yourself. Do you mind? Let's give another shout out to the chat room. We got more people in the chat room now. This is cool. Alcoholic Beach Bum 55 with his dog as his avatar. Thanks for joining us, Beach Bum. Good to see you. You make it to the program. Donnie C, Dre Yayo, Exposing Demons. Okay. A bunch of guest listeners. I've seen, so I believe. You're still in the front runner. You're still the front runner I've seen, so I believe, for Chit Chat or Chit Chat Name of the Night. John Brand in the building. What's up, John Brand? Let me guess, John Brand. You just want me to play some OGs. I don't have any new OGs. You haven't sent me any new OGs, or at least any new OGs that I think is really relevant. But I have to give you a shout-out, Sack for Life. Nikki 522 in the building. One Angry Jew laying low in the cut. What else do we got down here? Dude, the chat board is flipping out on me. You know, I got to refresh this chat board, so we're going to leave it at that for now. My chat board is... The hell are you... Wait a second, John. Beach Bum 55. What the hell are you talking about? This is what Beach Bum 55 just said. He said Vince almost beats a lewd and a half with a shot of Absolute. What are you saying? Are you saying I bore you to balls? Your balls off so much that it's like taking a shot with a lewd? No, I'm not playing your stupid OGS clips. I refuse. There's actually some stuff on my switchboard I'm just not going to play. The only way you're going to play it is if you guys fucking hack my switchboard again. That's not going to happen because there's no hackers, or as I call them, sackers, that could sack my switchboard. You know what I'm saying? You guys, these are all nut sacks. I call them nut sacks, right? They're wannabe sacks. I call them nut sacks, right? They're benign. Yeah, they're like betards. They're just benign. I had the Mexican on the switchboard for a second, and he went away. What the hell's his problem? What the hell's going on here? Why don't you people sack up? Oh, man, I was going to get to something important. Oh, well, forget it. So what's new? What did I miss? I was away from the internet for a while there. What happened? Not playing Og's clips. I do want to give a shout out to Dre Yao. Exposing Demons, that's an interesting name. Kishi would like that name. Hopefully Kishi will call in soon. She's out on the street. She's a woman on the street tonight. And, yeah, hopefully she'll check in with us later. But the lines are wide open. I thought I had Goofy Bone on there for a second. He looked like he was on the board. And I was getting ready to go to him, and he disappeared. Anyway, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm getting distracted. I got my pants down. I should pull them up and stop touching myself and try to entertain you. I mean, we're here. Why not? Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. This is an open line caller-based show. All right, you know what? I really hate for it to come to this, but I'm going to have to okay, you know what I want to do? Forget it. I was going to play something and forget it. I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to look in the chat room, say hi to everybody, see what's on people's mind. If people aren't going to call in and ask me stuff, it's Q&A in the chat room. Kishu, I got met. There's Kishu right there. Kishu is in the building. Don't fret. Kishu's in the building. She'll be here in a second. But what was I going to say? Oh, Drea. I wanted to say Drea. Okay, so Drea, I full disclosure, Alcoholic and I are addicted to Drea. We follow you. We're big fans of you. We're kind of, Al and I are kind of Drea groupies. We haven't really made this known. But I guess I just want to come out and get it off my chest since you're in the chat room. We were really excited to see your show, Drea. We thought you were going to be on earlier, right around the time Debbie Daly was going on. We saw that you had a show scheduled, and it was. And if I'm not mistaken, I think your show is titled Drunk Chat or something. And the description was like, I'm going to take a couple shots and then field calls. And Al and I saw that and our jaws dropped. We're like, this fuck Debbie Daly. This is the show for us. You know what I'm saying? We're like, wow. So we just were like, we're lining up waiting for that to happen. And then we saw it got pushed back. And then we're like, oh. And then it just disappeared and it was gone. And then you didn't have a show and we're like, oh, okay, well, whatever. And then I saw another one was scheduled because I follow you, Drea. I hope you know that when you follow somebody on Blog Talk Radio, that you get emails every time their show is like scheduled or whatever. And I was getting these mixed signals from you. You were scheduling a show, and then you pushed it back, and then you pushed it back, then you deleted it, and you rescheduled it. Oh. You know what I'm saying, Drea. Drea, you know what? You should just call in and explain yourself. Seriously. Explain yourself, woman. You're all over the place. I was really looking forward to you doing shots on your show. In fact, to make up for it, I think you should call into my show and take shots on the air with me. Okay? Keisha in the chat room says she was giving the Book of Mormon today. I don't even know what you're talking about. You're going to have to call in and explain yourself too, Keisha. These women, they love to put stuff out there in the chat room or in the email or like schedule a show and say they're going to take shots and then they just unschedule it and they get cold feet. What's the deal? Seriously, I'm calling you out, Drea, because God damn it, I want to hear you get drunk on the air. I think you'd be a good time, sister. You know what I'm saying? J-O. J-O. Drejaya. Yeah, we have to get Kishu and Drea on the Aya, if you know what I'm saying. Get this party started right. All right, you fuckers. Call in 347-826-7667. I'm gonna cruise over here and hang out with my buddy for a second. Be right back. Get out of this fucking party, bitches!
Meanwhile, Ralphie, the others move into position.
Here we are.
And there's the spaceship.
So fast that we'll only be blurs to any onlookers to see us.
Thank you.
Your aim hasn't improved. You need your breath. You want to try fresh. Fresh. The mouthwash.
Boonga Boonga Party.
Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. Shouts out to the Chit Chat Room. Things are starting to pop off in there. I'm liking it. And, Drea. Shouts out to you. I was just giving you a hard time. Yeah, thank you for being such a good sport. And, yeah, of course, you're welcome to call in, and I really, really look forward to hearing from you soon. Who else do we have? Donnie C's in there. Alcoholic, beach bum. Damn, my chat switchboard thing is flipping out. Let me try this again. I'm trying to dial in my man from my cousin Tony. I like to call him Tone. I'm trying to call him here. Nobody else is calling me, so I got to get my cousin Tony on the phone. He's my correspondent in Roma, Italy. Italia, I believe is how they say it out there. Let me see if I can't find his number. Let me see if I can dial this here. Oh, hi. I don't dial out on this thing very often, so bear with me, people. All right, and I'm dialing like out of the country too, which is kind of crazy. Let's try this.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hello. All right, that's the engineer. Okay, I think that's the Italian engineer. Because we have him at another. Oh, we don't.
Hello.
I guess that's one of that's him. That might have been. No, I don't think it was him. That might have been the producer there. Somebody with him. I don't know. I think we have him on the line. I'm going to mute him for a second. And I'm on Skype with them too. So, okay. So that's, we're going to bring them on in a second. I guess they got to get their technology together on their end. So anyway, I think Kishu's here. In the meantime, we'll check back in with Tony out there in Italy. He's going to report in a second. But before that, it looks like we're going to get our report from Kishu now. What's up, Kishu? What'd it do, honey bun?
When I first called in, it was ringing, and I was like, what's going on? And then the guy was like, hello? And I was like, did I just call the wrong number? I was all confused. It was really funny, and I was yelling in the kitchen, and my sisters are here tonight, and like my younger sister, she was like looking at me like I was crazy because she on the phone. She's looking at me like I'm crazy now. Oh, I love her. I haven't seen her in like 3 months, so it's good times. We rented that movie, The Dilemma. It was pretty funny. Vince Vaughn actually kind of reminds me of you, just a little bit.
You know what I get all the time?
You're so much sexier.
You know what I get all the time, though? Is John Cusack.
Yeah, you know, actually, I completely see that. I totally see that. John Cusack. I haven't showed you pictures of Vince, have I? Just that video? Yeah, I didn't think so. Anyways, I'll show you some pictures in a minute. But yeah, I miss you, Vince. I miss you so much.
I miss you
today,
too, honey.
Today I had a nice dinner with some Mormon missionaries. And
wait, you just did missionary with a woman? That's hot. Did you get some video of that?
I wish I would have gotten some video of it. Anyways, there's some chicken Mediterranean dish. Does it look good at all? Sorry, I'm trying to feed people here. I can cook something if you'd like.
I'd love to have some. I'm going to have my cousin Tony is going to be on. My cousin Tony is going to be on in a minute. He's in Italy right now. I just got word that was actually Tony's kid, and he was the one that we heard there briefly for a second. And Tony's going to be on with us in a minute. He's calling from Rome. He's covering this gypsy caravan that has descended upon Rome, and they're meeting with. Pope. So we're gonna get an exclusive on that later.
Just gonna follow you all over
but right now I'm just idly chit chatting with Kishu here. Kishu apparently is making some sort of concoction for dinner.
You're
making pasta. Perfect.
I was thinking about making steak, but that will take a long time. So everybody's hungry, so we're gonna make some quick pasta. We got three choices here. You got garlic and olive oil. You got angel hair pasta with herbs. Angel hair pasta with herbs. Hold on, let me see what else we got. Oh, we got some white cheddar. That's good stuff. Oh, Vince, I miss you so much. I can make a cake.
Yeah, no, tell me more about the pasta. What sort of sauce you got there?
There's carrot cake. Well, you have a few choices here. You have white shells and cheddar. You have angel hair pasta and herbs, or you have garlic and olive oil angel hair pasta.
Any you have any linguine?
No. I have pretty much angel hair, and that's about it. If you get some egg noodles, I could make some homemade chicken noodle soup in 10 minutes. I make the most amazing homemade chicken noodle soup. I think probably angel hair. Okay. Actually, this garlic and olive oil one is almost the same, and it's a little bit better. So, do you want mashed potatoes, or do you want rice? What kind of cake do you want? Let's see, we got devil's food, carrot cake. There's muffins, the apple cinnamon muffin mix, banana muffins, chocolate chip cookies.
Hey, should I read some more recipes from the book that I found the other day, from the journal I found? I think every night I'll recite a new recipe from this journal.
You know what? You should give me a recipe and I'll cook it on air
tomorrow night. Let's do that.
You know
what?
Tomorrow night you can write the recipe, send it to me in Skype, and I'll cook it live on the show. How about that? Ben found a journal.
Let's do. I'll give you some.
It has a bunch of recipes.
I'll give you some. Okay, I guess John Brand loves to, is like the resident spammer of other things to do other than my show. He comes in here. He just talks about all kinds of trash and how boring I am. He talks about trash about how boring I am, and then he fucking like spams me with like Debbie Daly's show or now he's got
how I roll,
chat. What's this tiny derpy? This derpy garbage. Come on.
Oh, Vince in the Bay. I miss you so much. I'm so depressed. I'm so glad that my sister's here. If it wasn't for that, I would feel so much worse right now. But she's cheering me up because we're making cake at midnight and pasta. So life is good.
Yeah.
Here, you want to say hi? Here, she wants to say hi.
Oh, please.
Hi.
Please.
Hi, Vince.
Baby cakes.
Hi, Vince in the Bay.
So you're
hey, baby. How you doing?
Yes. Oh, God.
Wait, where'd she go? What'd you do with her?
She's standing right next to me. You love me because
back.
I'm the best sister in the
put
world.
Put her back.
You're awesome. What's up?
Where'd she go? Why?
She's standing right here next to me. But you want to call her in? You can call in on your cell phone. Talk with us. Are you sure? Dude, it's the internet. Nobody knows who you are. Nobody even knows my real name. I'm fucking
just make up
Zagola.
A name. Just tell her to make up a name. Yeah.
Just make up a name. You're good to go. Actually, everybody has me doxed. So.
But make up a name
really
anyway.
Not
make
much.
Up a name anyway. It doesn't matter.
You can be. You're not supposed. I know. I know. The sausage just fell in there, dude. It just fell in there.
Yeah, I'm sure
it did.
Hey.
I'm not sure you look a package. Do I look like I am on drugs to you?
Maybe.
Little Zykova? That's what I'm going to call her, Little Zykova.
Did you threaten me with a baby stomach?
Yes, I did. Oh, now the dogs are barking. Okay. Hi, Ben.
Hi there. Welcome to the show, Kishu. It's great. It sounds like a party back there. I'm so glad
hell
the ladies
yeah, baby.
You brought the sexy tonight. I really appreciate that.
I did.
Who let the
yeah,
dogs out?
I always bring
out.
The sexy like you. That was pretty epic. Did you hear? It was epic.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know.
Dogs, hold on. I need the box. I gotta see what else I need. I need 2 tablespoons. So I need 4 tablespoons of margarine.
Do you know margarine's like plastic? It's like one molecule away from being plastic.
Is this true? Vince
yes.
in the Bay, will you Google this for me?
What?
She said that margarine is plastic.
It's pretty much plastic.
I never heard that before.
Margarine.
A baby spoon.
Margarine.
And apparently I threatened her with a baby spoon.
She did.
Yes. Apparently margarine is plastic. 1 cup, so we need 2 cups of water and 2 1-thirds of water. Well, what is 2 1-1-thirds? Can you please help me here with my math?
That's
so I'm just gonna put 2.5 cups, okay? That should be good. You know, I'm just gonna guess here. No, dude, seriously, like it's good to go. My sister just doxed me. My name is Kishu. Okay. And then, that's my dog's name. Why would I change my name to Winston?
Because it's an awesome name. I mean,
he does have an awesome name. His name is Winston Churchill, to be exact.
Okay.
That's what it says on his
once again, the I Heart Migraine Trolls strike again. That's right. It's all a urban myth, folks. Margarine is not one molecule away from being plastic.
On this program,
I get bombarded. Before I get bombarded by emails from people about this.
It is clean. It just gets dusty here, dude.
This is all a myth, okay? Margarine is this margarine one molecule away from being plastic. Get out of here. Come on. Please.
He said get out of here.
Get off the internet. Get off the internet. Go outside. Walk
around
the block.
You won't even be able to taste it.
Enjoy reality for a moment, okay?
Do you want me to put olive oil instead?
Yeah, no.
Because I know it's coming, all right? You're going to warn me about some nasty substance that is, you know, is going to fucking take down society. That's right. By eating margarine, I'm going to decompose. Thank you. Thanks for the warning. Appreciate it.
It tastes fine, dude. I licked the fucking lid, dude. It's fine. Then I tried to get everybody to go to sleep, but it didn't work
all right,
that way.
You guys are not fuck. You know, don't try to give me this bullshit white knight margarine. You're the margarine white knight. Is that what you are? Is you like the butter queen? What the hell is your? What is your fucking angle, honey?
Are you the margarine white knight?
No.
You should call in, dude. You should call. I think you would enjoy this. Go get your phone. Call in. Come on. Join the conversation.
I think my phone's dead.
Well, go get, dude, Chick's phone. Well, you got to make up a name. You don't want anybody to know your real name. We'll call you Little Zykova.
Okay, sure.
You're not in public. It's the internet.
Hey, you know what? You know what? If Strope gets high and makes waffles with margarine, they're gonna be he's basically eating plastic waffles, right?
Okay, you watch them, and I'll go smoke a cigarette, and I'll be right back.
Plastic waffles. That's what you're saying.
You know those plastic waffles? I love to chew on those plastic waffles. I don't know, dude. I'm going crazy, Vince. I miss you so much. I've lost my mind. I miss you so much that I was like, I called my sister and I was like, you have to come today or night because I'm depressed. Well, both of my sisters, but the other one's in the living room watching TV now. My little sister is the one I'm closer to. So we're having a girls' night. My grandparents went to the casino. Are you even listening to me?
No, I'm fapping to the pictures of you on Tiny Chat.
What?
Yeah, somebody's doxing you on Tiny Chat.
Dude, how many times has it been done? Everybody's seen my vagina. Everybody's seen my tits.
Everybody knows my name. Yeah.
What are you guys accomplishing?
It's the same
more
stuff.
More fap material.
I've seen it all. I've seen it all. Don't get me wrong. But some people maybe haven't. So if you want to, there's that Tiny Chat apparently.
Yeah, go fap to me all you want because you know what? It's okay. I'm hot and it's okay, you know? I like to be fapped too. Fapped on, baby. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Talk about a bongo bongo party.
Teach you the cum dumpster.
Oh yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. And hey, if anybody knows a thing or two about dumping some cum, it's the Bone. That's right, Goofy Bone. What's up, Goofy?
Hey, what's poppin', Vince, Kishu, and whoever else out there in the Vince and the Bay land?
Oh yeah.
Right
now we have Little Zykova with us tonight. We have Medium Zykova and Little Zykova. I have one sister that's 3.5 years younger than me. I have a brother that's 1.5 years younger than me. And then I have a little sister that's 7 years younger than me.
Hmm. Shout out to all the Cyclonas out there.
So, the Zykova. What are you trying to say? Are you drunk, Goofy Bone?
No, not yet, but I'm trying to get there.
I'm sorry we didn't hang out while I was in San Francisco, but I will be back soon, and we'll hang out then, okay?
No, it's all good. You know, I knew Vince and
the Bay
was going
to
keep you to himself. Yeah, Vince and the... That's why he lives in the hate district, because it's Vince and the hate.
Hey, stop hating in the Bay. Stop hating in the Bay. Dude.
Stop hating in the Bay.
Seriously, y'all got to stop hating in the Bay.
Well, I would on the Bay if he would share in the Bay. You know what I mean? But Kishu, no, it's all good. It's all good, for real.
Hell yeah, it's all good.
But next time, believe me, I'm going to get my dirty claws on you.
We're making some pasta if you want some. Okay. I'll tell you
when it's ready. Yeah. Hell yeah. Now that my whole family is doxxed.
Who cares if you're doxxed? Nobody does anything. I thought these people were going to, send bombs at my house or something.
I did. I got pizza bombed a few times, hardcore. I'm just kidding, dude. I live in the middle of nowhere. There's no pizza place that delivers to my house. It's the truth. So I can't pizza bomb me. There's really, the closest, gas station is, 7.5 miles. The closest grocery store is, 25 miles. That's life in the desert, baby.
That's what's up. Hey, Beach Bum, I think, oh, man, I really want the Mavs to do it, bro. They have to do it. They're going to have to do it this game. If it goes to game seven, the Heat are going to take it for sure.
Are you serious, Vince? You think that?
The Mavs, if they're going to do it, they have to do it now. This game, they don't take this game, forget it. Because the game seven goes, the last two games are in Miami, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
But you know what, Vince? To be honest with you, Heat doesn't even look like they want it. Like when they played the Bulls, they played wonderful. They destroyed the Bulls, and even though the Bulls were actually better on paper than them, but I mean, they played wonderful against the Bulls, and against the Mavericks, they just looked terrible. Sorry.
Okay, do we want chocolate or carrot cake? Vince in the Bay, chocolate or carrot? Christy, chocolate or carrot?
I don't know.
I want Kishu on my carrot.
Let's split one.
You're just gonna have to settle
Goofy
for waxing your carrot in the corner, Goofy. All right. With the video camera. We need a camera, man.
I'll be down
okay,
to
guys.
Do the camera shit.
We got moist supreme devil's food, or we got super moist carrot.
Man, that's a tough one.
Do you like carrot cake? Do you like chocolate? Do you like carrot better? Okay. We're doing carrot cake. I like carrot better, too.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, when I
All
was
right.
in the Bay,
well, if you
Vince and I had an amazing...
Yeah, if you guys want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, I call... what is it tonight? Bunga Party Sexy Time. Hit me up on the horn here, 347-826-7667. The party is just starting, kids. It's your Saturday night party, sexy time. Don't be shy, ladies. I know you're out there. I see you. Yes, I do see you, Drea. And I'll bring you on in a second, honey. Oh, wait, no, do I? Do I see you on there? Yes, I do see you on here, Drea. If you want to join the conversation, just press the number 1 and I'll bring you on, hun. But I'm going to take a quick little break here and be back with Kishu, Goofy, and you.
It's time for your Saturday night party sexy time.
With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, baby!
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay. I'm a troll and a liar.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince is a slob troll.
Yeah, hey.
Saturday night party, sexy, sexy time, sexy time.
Ooh.
Sexy time.
Vince in the Bay.
Party, sexy, sexy time.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
I go to a club on a Saturday night. I order a vodka to make me feel right. The place is packed, dancing couples everywhere. Take a seat in the corner and stare. Suddenly I see you, you're dancing too. Your hips are shaking. I don't know what to do. I want to talk to you, but my mouth is dry. Oh, why am I so shy? Yabby dabby day, yo, boy, boy, boy. I want to be a disco boy. I want to dance with you. Want to hold you tight. Want to make you mine tonight.
Some of them are gay.
Oh my God.
Thank you very much.
Anyway. Saturday night party sexy time.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Patriot Greg.
Cactus.
Yahoo.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Yahoo.
Cactus. What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay?
The Game Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Representing the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Party Sexy Time. Party Sexy Time. Party Sexy Time.
Vince in the Bay. Vince in the Bay.
Saturday night party sexy time.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Thank you very nice.
Party sexy time.
Back with you. Thank you so much for hanging tight with me. Really having fun this evening. We have Kishu on the line with me, and Goofy Bone has left the building.
Goofy left?
He couldn't take the hate. He couldn't take the hate. He couldn't negotiate, so he had to evacuate.
Just for the record, that tastes nothing like it.
Well, it's not cooked yet.
Hey, ladies. I'm gonna let you guys chill out over there on hold for a second. And while they're preparing things over there, I think what I want to do at this point is see if I can't connect with my friend, my colleague. Well, he's my colleague tonight. He's reporting. He's actually my cousin, Tony. That would make me his cousin, Vinny. Har har. But he's been on the line on hold. He's calling via Skype from, I think via Skype. Do we have him via Skype? I don't know. Whatever. He's on the line from Italy. I'm on Skype. He's on the phone. Okay. We tried to get him on. That's right. We do have. Never mind. He's on the phone. He's in Roma, Italy. And I'm going to bring him on here in just a second. He's going to give us a little report on what's going on in with the Romani, all these gypsies that have met with the Pope. And through the wonders of the internet and technology, I'm going to be able to cue him up here in just a second if I can find him. All right. I have so many windows open. I don't do any pre-production. I just kind of wing it on the air. All right. Here we go. See, I think he's on the line now. Tony, are you there? Can you tell us, Tony, are you there? Tony, do we have Tony?
We have, hello, anybody?
Tony, are you there? Anthony. Thank you. Oh, shit, I had him muted. My bad. All right, I'm going to bring him on. All right, he's here. I'm going to bring him on. He's going to give us the rundown. I'm just going to shut the fuck up. He's on the line. Here he is. Awesome. That's it. All right. My cousin Tony checking in. Yeah, he doesn't really live in Italy. He's actually from Jersey. Yeah, he lives in he's out of Hoboken. And we sent him we spent the entire budget we had to send him out there, and he gave us a shitty ass. And my cousin Tone. Oh man, Tone, what a hoot that guy is. All right, so oh my God. I thank you all for hanging out in the chit chat room, the haters and the negotiators and the oops I'm laters. You know what, John Brand? Why don't I just okay. You know what, Beach Bum? If you want to go jerk off to Bill Wagoner's voice, he's got archives, bro. Let's see, John Brand. John Brand, why don't you go finger bang your cornhole to some Steve Ogles clips? All right. Huh? That's what you want, isn't it? Isn't that what you want? You just want to fap to some Oggs. Let's face it. You just want to fap to some Oggs clips. Yeah, just fap to some Oggs. Anyway, speaking of fapping, Keisha, what's going on over there?
Apparently I stole the spoon. He can't hear you because you're unmuted. Oh, you're not even listening. She's on the line. I just made some pasta, and that's in the pan, and I'm putting some carrot cake cupcakes in the oven right now for us ladies, and talking to you, Vince in the Bay. If you're wondering what I'm doing, I'm on that radio show I was telling you about.
Yeah, John Brand, I dare you to call in. I dare
you. John Brand, I dare you to call in, too.
Seriously.
If you call in, John Brand, if you call in and talk for the rest of the show, I will give you another, you know what kind of show.
A little Kishu private show. Yeah.
Yeah, Kishu Private
just
Show.
Just for
baby.
You. Just for you. Oh, speaking of which, you know what? We were talking about giving out prizes. Talking about giving out prizes earlier. I have to say,
I have seen.
So I have. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna.
No, don't you mean?
What do you mean?
Nigger.
All right, my switchboard just froze on my ass. All right, is this the sack? All right, did the sack just hack my switchboard? Did my switchboard just got sacked? I swear, I shit you not. You fucking assholes. My switchboard just got sacked. I swear to God. You pieces of garbage. How dare they do this? All right, fine. You know what? You asked for it. Maybe I'll have to go call. Wait, let me see. I'm trying to reload my switchboard here. It just took a dump on me. I blame the sack for this. Kishu, you're not muted, by the way.
Awesome. Yeah, I just happened to come and check on the chat. See what's going on here.
Yeah, I'm in the chat. Am I still on? I think I'm technically still on the call. And I don't know. I think what happened. Oh, you hear me, Kishu? Okay. So weird. I cannot hear you, Kishu. Yeah, I think you just have to reset. That was weird. Let me try hitting up my switchboard again here. This is such a trip. I can't hear anybody. I can hear myself, but whatever. It is what it is. So, you know, I guess while I have you here, I don't know if you can hear me, but if you can, Vatican is doing its part to make the church a safer place for children. The sexual abuse of children will always remain a threat and a challenge for the church, just as it is within all other sectors of society. That stark realization is one of the driving forces behind a five-day conference that took place here in Rome this week, bringing together experts and representatives of English-speaking bishops' conferences and blah 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 blah. Whatever. So I started following this Vatican News on Twitter. I hope their tweets get better. I was looking for some more witty, wry sarcasm from them, but wasn't happening. So I'm going to retweet this. Carrot cupcakes are cooking now. That sounds good. I want me some carrot cupcakes. Sounds delish. There, I just tweeted it. Okie dokie. So, I don't know what's going on here. I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm distracted. I'm looking at the switch. I'm looking at my switchboard. What should be my switchboard loading up? It's not resetting my switchboard. This is pretty upsetting here. Okay, I'm gonna log out of the chat, and which is probably gonna kill the chat, unfortunately. For me. I'm just gonna try to refresh my switchboard, my whole fucking thing in here. I'm gonna redo the chat room. I will definitely talk dirty to you, Keisha. You know that for sure. This is party sexy time. That's how we do it, baby. I will slowly. Oh my god, there it goes. The whole fucking page just went away. What a trip. Go to on air. Okay, I'm on air. Bingo. Click on air. There he is. Okay. That's working. That's good. Let's try. Is that loading? Is that loading? Oh, I'm Patriot Gregging like a motherfucker, huh? All right, bitches, I'm back. I see the colors on the air. I got the switchboard back. All right, fuck that. That was. I'm sorry. I was really distracted. That's the thing is, like, I could have vamped a lot better if I wasn't my own engineer, which kind of sucks. So my bad for the really crappy dead air or fail air. But I have.
There's still like a
back.
Spoonful left. If anybody wants any.
Spoonful left of what?
Pasta, baby.
Oh.
That's pasta. And some...
pasta makes the medicine go down, makes my penis go round. I have a caller here with her hand up.
Hell yeah.
Area code 609, you're on the air. What's up?
Where's the one eye?
Where's the one eye? I don't know. Where's the one eye?
The one eye is fapping.
What's he fapping up to exactly?
He's fapping to
his real big, his big right toe, his right big toe.
To that Wall Street Journal, baby.
Look, I think that shows that I'm worldly, doesn't it?
Oh my God, this pasta is so good.
Pasta is not what you should be eating.
I don't care. I'm depressed. Okay, I'm making pasta, or I made pasta, and now I'm making. Carrot cupcakes.
I made it with olive oil. Mm-hmm. Seems to me you need a little bit of butter.
Mm. You know what? You and my sister can take your butter and shove it up your bums.
I think that's what I said I like to do with it.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
She was making fun of me earlier because I'm going to put margarine. And she said it's a molecule. away from being plastic. And so he Googled it, and apparently that's not true.
No, but right, I should eat margarine.
I feel like Anthony.
But
I feel like I feel
we
like
have
Anthony.
Another guy on the line that we call the One Angry Jew,
yeah.
And the Jew is saying that yes, margarine is horrible. So he's agreeing with you, girls.
You should eat natural foods, not fucking man-made shit. Keep telling your son he should be eating things that fall off of trees, not stuff
you know
manufactured.
What? Well, it tastes great with olive oil and margarine. And you know what? It's okay, because like I said, I'm going to eat whatever I want because I'm depressed. Well.
Well, that's healthy.
I mean, I'm not depressed right now because I have my sisters with me, so I feel much better. But, and I'm eating like a cow.
You're
but
in
I
Utah.
Was depressed.
Are those sister wives or what is that?
Right. No, I had a nice little dinner tonight with some what are they called? Missionaries. Yeah, missionaries. I couldn't think of the word.
Probably the only position you haven't done.
But they were actually very attractive boys, and they were very nice, very sweet boys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where this cup came from, but whatever. It was empty, and it looked clean, so I poured some apple juice in there. So if that was one of your cups, I'm sorry. There's more cups up there.
Missionaries.
Yes, and they gave me a copy of the Book of Mormon. And I'm going to read
cool.
it. Check it out.
No, I think you should.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
There's nothing like the Book of Mormon. What time of the morning is it?
Right.
Well, how many of them were there?
Two.
Mm-hmm. Did they have any of the ones for them?
No. They were both like... One was, like, what, 20 years old? And the other was, like, 19 or 20, I think.
I have no idea.
They were really young boys. But they were cute. They were cute. They were very kind-hearted, very sweet little boys.
Well, they're trying to save your soul.
The sad thing was what was his name? Elder
Rust.
Oh, man, the whole time I was, I would hit it so hard. Like, he was looking at me and smiling, and I was like, yeah, yeah, Elder Rusk.
Exactly what is the show about tonight?
It's horrible.
Hey, excuse me, caller.
The show is about tissue getting better.
This show is about you buggering the fuck off, caller. I don't know who the fuck you think you are, 609, but you don't just fucking call into my show and just start acting like you're
cardboard.
Fucking. I'm gonna put everybody on mute for a second, all right? This caller comes. You know, I kind of in that caller's voice, the 609's caller's voice, I kind of detected a hint of Jew in there. Kind of sounded kind of Jewy. To me, like kind of like a like an Anthony Weiner type, one of these guys in his mid to late 40s, and he's just patrolling the internet for tail, you know, chicks just kind of like college age chicks just out of high school, you know, early 20s, late teens. Yeah, I hear it in your voice, dude. Talk a little bit more. Let me hear a little bit more of it. 609, keep talking. What's up? What are you looking for? What kind of show do you? Oh, no, in fact, wait. Before I put you back on 609, tell me what you're wondering. What kind of show this is? I'm wondering what kind of show are you looking for exactly?
I'm looking for a bunga party, whatever that is. Maybe it's a bungee fucking party. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Bunga bunga party.
Is that what you're talking about? The bunga party?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Are you familiar with a gentleman named Silvio Berlusconi?
Yeah, he owns an opera company in New York, right?
Here, check this out. Check this out.
Bunga bunga party.
All right, here you go. This is here you go.
One allegation, and that is he is alleged to have had sex with an underage woman, a 17-year-old Moroccan dancer named Ruby Heartstealer. It's alleged to have happened during a so-called Bunga Bunga party at the Prime Minister's home in Milan last year, and that's basically an orgy, Lisa. She's basically called the police station and asked for her to be released on the grounds that she is the former Egyptian president Hosni Mubarak's granddaughter. So two pretty serious charges there. The Prime Minister of Italy certainly has his hands full.
It would seem that way. Pete Stefanovic keeping your straight face there in Rome. Thanks very much for that. Over to you, Carl.
He's done some crosses in his time, but that is without a doubt numero uno. Bunga Bunga party. Tell me more, Pedro. Get to the bottom of that
one. You know what a Bunga Bunga party is, Carlos?
Talk
to me, bro.
Well, there's a few meanings. One is that it's a
don't worry about
a naked party involving a lot of activity. The second, it's a Gaddafi term as well, maybe.
Get yourself to the Vatican.
Thank you. Just over here, actually.
Yeah, I know.
Not too far away. That's why I've got to be careful with what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I might get struck by lightning.
Yeah, exactly. Very easy, mate. When in Rome. Talk to you soon, bro.
Bunga right, bro.
Bunga party.
Right, bro.
Hallelujah.
Everybody, Bunga Bunga party!
You can talk too if you want. You press one if you want to talk.
Right now.
Do you still have the number on your phone?
Bunga Bunga party.
Yeah, get her on the line.
You'll be fine.
Did she decide what her name was going to be?
Bunga party.
No. I thought you had me muted.
No, you've been unmuted. It's a Bunga Bunga party, honey. Everybody's unmuted.
Yeah, the Bunga Bunga party.
Even that creepy guy in the 609 is unmuted. The Dewey guy in the 609.
Yeah, that's you, baby. Good times. My cupcakes are almost done. I just had some amazing pasta. It was really good. God, I really wish the pool was clean. Like, we have this nice-ass in-ground pool. It's, like, it's beautiful, and it's fucking green right now. Like, it's not swimmable. And it's, like, perfect weather.
Bunga Bunga party.
Sorry, I need to shut that shit up. Yeah. No, you're not on mute. You're not on mute. God damn it.
Patriot Gregging like a motherfucker.
I'm gonna. You know what? It's the Kishu and the Jew show. While I figure out my technology, I'll be right back.
Where's the Jew? Jew, are you there?
Yeah.
Jew, he's not there.
You look sad up here, and you say this before.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, huh?
He's unmuted.
It echoes a little bit.
Let's see. Wait, is she on 858?
If you fall in the pool, I'm gonna laugh.
Is
that your area code?
No, dude.
All right, I'm going to bring on 858. Hang on. 858, are you there?
Are you 858?
No, forget it. Area code 858, you're on the air. What's up? Hello, 858. Maybe not.
You know what they were? This makes closer again.
Hey, Kishu, am I still Patriot Gregging like a motherfucker?
No, you're much better now, babe.
Right.
There, okay. Every summer we get snakes. We've already had a rattlesnake and a king snake this summer in the pool.
Oh, shit. That's why I mentioned it, because that's green. That's
remind
green.
Me. Yeah, don't fall in the pool, dude. Oh, Vince in the Bay.
Oh yeah, baby. Well, we have a caller.
So
we have a caller on. We have a caller on the line from area code 858, and I'm unmuting you, and you're on the air. What's up? Are you there, caller? Hello, caller?
Hello? Caller, are you there?
Don't be shy. Your hand is up. Okay.
Wow, look at that.
Oh, Jesus.
That was some great fidelity.
Oh, was it?
Are you saying that I'm Patriot Gregging? What's up?
First of all, I don't believe Patriot Greg would have any sexual relations with his mother.
All right, go ahead. You know what? All right. Jew, it's the Jew and Tissue show. Go ahead, you guys, take it over for a couple minutes. I'm gonna hang up my Skype and call back in because I'm having some issues. So you guys take it over for a second.
Hi, Jew.
Oh, I see I'm muted. I'll tell you, this is a spectacular radio show. This
is
the
really
we have hit the paramount here.
This is true. Christy. Give Amanda the number to call in. Okay. Now we're gonna get all the Psychovas on the line, all three of us. It's gonna be a family reunion here on Vince in the Bay. Now all we need is my brother, and we'll have all of my siblings. Oh God, Vince, come back already. Jew, I really miss Vince. I really miss him. Am I even there? Yeah, I hear myself on your phone, so I know I'm there. But the Jew stopped talking, so now I'm just talking to myself.
That's awesome. No, dude. I wonder how, like, flipping freaked out you'd get if I told you there was a snake behind you.
I would probably not be happy. I'd probably jump in the pool or run that direction or something.
I told you on that.
You know, there was...
there could be, like, a killer snake in there and you'd die.
I don't think that... I think I could probably outswim it. But you would see it. Like, this is the thing. It's like when there's snakes in the pool, they'll be swimming around and you could see, like, the ripples, so...
Yeah, well, the
pool is not moving, so... Yeah, but you would see ripples, so there's nothing moving. You're good to go. There's no snakes in the pool. There might be a frog or two, but no snakes.
What if it was a poison frog and it could kill you?
There's no, I mean, unless I ate it, I don't think it could kill me, and I'd probably just hallucinate. But it is kind of freaky out here sometimes at night, but I feel a little bit safer now that I'm with you guys because, you know, at least if there's a snake, I'll be with multiple people. We've always had the diving board, dude.
Wait, you found some more people? Who are you with now?
My sisters.
Oh, the same people. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
I thought you found some more friends. I missed out on like 2 minutes of my own show. I don't even know.
No, we didn't talk about anything but the dirty pool and frogs and snakes and apparently we've had a diving board for 25 years and my sister just noticed it.
Isn't that awesome though? I
thought it was
great.
Yodels. You.
Yeah. Oh, Jew. So Jew is like the deeper voice, and Vince is the sexy voice.
Hold on a second. The Jew has a sexier voice than Vince.
I don't know, guys. Vince, talk. Let's get their opinion.
The Jew is much more sexy than Vince.
That's the Jew.
No, let's just take an opinion poll. We have people in the chat room. There's 21 users currently in the chat room. Okay, it doesn't matter. They can be equal. Well, then that's a perfect sample then because we are both men. We are both men
She said it.
So
this is Vince in the Bay.
Hold on.
I find Vince's voice incredibly sexier.
There we go.
Have you seen a picture of his schlong?
No. I am not going to be showing her any pictures of Vince's private parts.
You have a picture.
There will be no Wienergate.
No Wienergate.
You have a picture of Vince's schlong?
No, I don't actually, but I wish I did. I really
do.
Vince is so sexy.
Mm-hmm. All right, I want you to send it to me. Release it.
Release it to the public. No, it wouldn't be that exciting.
Don't do it.
We just had Wienergate and
the only person that makes out in this is the Jewish guy from the 609 or whatever goddamn area code that guy's gone from tonight.
609, that's New Jersey.
Yes, that's what I thought. Just as I suspected.
So the Jew is in Jersey tonight, huh?
Hoboken.
Hoboken? No, it's southern New Jersey.
Hoboken is not southern New Jersey.
No, but 609 is.
Oh. Just, you're correct, sir. I was testing you. Congratulations, you passed.
Nice.
You're still Patriot Gregging, Vince. It sucks.
Fuck you, you piece
Patriot
of shit.
Gregging,
I'm going away. I'm taking my show with you.
No, don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere.
Just like Debbie Daly, I'm going to take my show and go to help.
Don't go anywhere. And definitely don't go anywhere with Debbie Daly. Yes,
I'm taking my show and I'm going home. That's it. I just can't take this. You guys have ruined my show. You ruined my show. Yeah, you ruined my show.
Don't I always ruin your show? Oh, wait, I thought I was your show.
Why do you guys always ruin my show? I have a perfectly good show, and you guys just come and ruin it. You ruin it.
This is so true.
Yes, I know I'm
but
Patriot.
But you know what? The whole time I was there, I was asleep while you did your show. So maybe I should just come back. And your show would be good. No, my sister doesn't want me to go back. She says I can't move to San Francisco. She says I have to stay here.
Not unless she takes me with her.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, package deal. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know about that, Vince. My sister is underage here.
I give a shit. It's only kidnapping.
Yeah. You're kidnapping and what else? God. I'd go to jail for life.
She'd still kill her because she'd be taking you away.
Right.
What if I told the cops I'm not willing?
It wouldn't matter. Oh, you gotta love this this influence I have on minors.
It's okay.
I'm being a bad sister tonight.
I think you're burning our cupcakes.
Oh, shit. I forgot about the cupcakes. Oh, giggle, 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 cupcakes. Yeah, they're a little dark. They're a little bit dark. They're not too bad, though. They're not bad, no, they're good, they're good. That's the way they're supposed to look, dude.
Besides, there's more.
Yeah, there's plenty more.
That's one, too.
Do
I sound okay
Vince,
now?
Vince,
Patriot Gregging?
You sound wonderful. You sound
what?
Absolutely beautiful and sexy, and you're not Patriot Gregging.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Cupcakes in the building. I didn't burn the cupcakes. They're not burnt. They're fine.
Yes, they are.
They're a little toasty, but we got like 20 more to make. We're good to go.
Do you have a
I know,
Bill's
deal?
Well, I'm
deal.
Sorry. Do you have,
right.
You have an Easy Bake Oven?
What?
What?
Do you have an Easy Bake Oven? Is that why you're making them so few
at
a time?
Yeah, I'm making them. All I have is like a cupcake pan that holds 6 at a time. And I have a regular oven, but I'm making them in the little like oven. You know what I'm talking about? You know, little like toaster ovens? I'm making it in there because I know, but because I only have the cupcake pan that holds 6. So,
all right, guys. Hey, kiddos, we've got quite a few people that want to get in on the Bunga Party Sexy Time here. So I'm gonna start bringing folks on. It looks like we have ATM Be Cool with us now. What's up, ATM Be Cool?
Hey, Vince in the Bay, I apologize for my voice. I just got back from a class reunion, and it was a rager.
Now, that is a sexy voice.
Yeah, it isn't working the greatest right now.
Yeah, I just came. I just shot my load on my computer screen. I'm gonna have to squeegee this off. Hang on,
Amanda.
A second.
Don't tell her mom how bad of an influence I am, please.
After about 6 hours and 2 bottles of amaretto, you two could sound like this.
All right, so I think we found our
that.
Drunk of the evening. I was wondering. I was worried.
Don't
when
worry,
Melissa Hopkins.
I have a really bad influence on her too.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
As long as I'm not the only one.
I hope you guys, Keisha, I hope you got that kind of shit on camera with you and her, you know, getting wild, like Girls Gone Wild style on camera.
Oh, God.
I see that.
The incest gone wild.
Well, I wasn't alluding to that, but sure, why not? I was thinking, like, you guys just out, like cruising for boys and videotaping, you guys just, like, going wild. I mean,
we're all inside, like in pajamas, like, we watched a movie, and, like,
whatever.
We put the kids to sleep, and apparently my ass is dirty, and now we're just making some cupcakes.
Let's bring on another call here. 740. What's up?
What's up, man? I just got done partying.
Yeah.
Fucking waffles again. Just get it rid of him.
It was crazy. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm only 18 years old, but beer never tastes so good in my life.
What the fuck? Who fucking cares?
It tasted so good.
All right, spit it out. What are you talking about?
I want to have sex with you.
I can understand that, but tell me why.
Because I want to put me inside of you.
Who the fuck is this guy?
My name is Joni, and I love all you, and I had a beer.
Do you have a green notebook?
No, it's yellow.
Yeah. Explain yourself.
Okay, I am... Actually, I'm 15, and I don't have any socks on. I have very, very short shorts.
Get them out of here.
Hey, listen, don't get me out of here. Everybody, www.youtube.com/you.
Sorry, bro. Sorry, dude. You tried. Wait, is this like the like Friday Night Pranks or those guys? Is that dude?
I don't know, but as soon as I say they're 15, out of here.
Yeah. All right.
I think you got to err on the side of that they're all a bunch of dickheads. 15 or not? 15? You're 15? Out of here. Who I?
I'm
okay.
12, and what is this?
We know that's not true.
All right, area code 775. You're on the air. What's up?
Someone said this was a bunga party. What's up?
Yeah.
I don't hear no music. All I see is a bunch of people standing around.
Winston, that's not nice. Sometimes he'll do that. I don't know why. Like, he'll just follow you and he'll just like bite your ankle. And I don't know why he does that. Because like normally he's a good dog, but. My dog, my Pekingese.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the collar. I was like, wow, you know this guy?
Yes, he's off and around the world.
You just got to look at him and say, no, Winston, bad dog. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, Winston, what's on your mind tonight? It was 775, a.k.a. I'm going to tell you Winston now.
Winston?
Yeah, now,
Winston?
What's your name? What do you want? What do you go by?
This is Stabby Hug.
Oh,
Stabby McHugs, baby.
Stabby McHugs in the building. Stabby McHugs. Right on, bro.
Are you older than 17?
He is older than... He's much older than 17.
Yeah, I'm much older than 17.
That's all I asked. So we don't have to throw you out yet.
So funny because I can hear it echoing.
What do you want?
I just came for the party.
Well, apparently there is no party. Haven't you figured that out?
Can be
there is definitely a party, Jew. Okay, you are the party pooper. The party pooper Jew.
Mm-hmm. You and your overdone.
Yeah, the party is it's the party line right now. Everybody's live. Everybody's unmuted. If you raise your hand, I will put you live. We got about 4 minutes left in the live broadcast, and you guys want to keep partying? We'll just do it for.
Thank God, there's an end.
Yeah, there will be an end.
Call in if you hate it so much, huh?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I'm going to bring on another caller here. 111 blocked number. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, guys, I'm the 15-year-old. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/yo. I'm Justin.
Lame.
I didn't catch anything that caller said.
I think he said he wants to come on Justin. I think it's www.youporn.com. I want to come on Justin's face. That's what it was. I'm pretty sure. And let's go to area code 801. You're on the air. What's going on?
It's Drea Gaya.
Oh yeah. Who?
Yeah. So
hell yeah.
I hit you up
the Dre,
last
baby.
Minute. I seriously, that's the new Bieber. Do you see? That's Yo, I'm Justin.
Oh yeah. Right.
You got it back. You got it back about 20 yards away from Kishu because we're gonna have a serious feedback party going on here.
There ain't no feedback here.
Or wait, somebody, we're just starting to get some feedback all around, I think. It might not necessarily be key. I don't know what the fuck doesn't matter. Everybody's unmuted. It's just a free-for-all. People just let's just have an audio orgy.
I got a lot of power.
Let me put on some mood music here for you. And we'll get this part underway. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the same fucking music.
Oh, you don't want this music? How about this? A little more dance music oriented? Yeah.
Hey, I thought you were going to upload that Pet Shop Boys song for me, Vince.
Little disco party going on. Yeah,
Vince,
everybody is
what happened
live.
To my Pet Shop Boys song?
This is
you
Pet Shop Boys. This is Pet Shop Boys right here.
This is not the Pet Shop Boys. I want Domino dancing.
Clean as I've been.
Yeah, he's ignoring me. He
tends
to do that a lot. Area
code 740, you're back.
Blair.com.
Yeah, you know what, dude?
That's sweet.
You're gone again.
Oh, my God.
It's party sexy time. We're fuck out of here. Oh, at least live in a second. But the lines are open if you want to get in on the good time.
Oh my God, where'd you get the disco ball?
For real?
Oh yeah.
I can just see him with the fog.
This is what I do with my life from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. every night. Vince in the Bay after dark.
Oh yeah, and the switchboard's gone, baby. It's a party now. I'm serious,
on.
For real. My switchboard just took a shit on me. I don't give a fuck. Get the fuck out of here in 2 minutes, bitches.
Overtime, Vince. Awesome. Overtime. For real.
Just need overtime. Oh.
We got a good party going on tonight.
Seriously, putting
in
work.
Going to overtime. Got lots of sexy ladies online.
We're going to go. Stand on the good times. Have to do it. Okay, we got a caller. Watch caller. You're on the air. What's up?
I'm a troll liar.
You're a troll liar. Okay, I'm not bringing that out.
It's
back on. One. You're on the air.
H is Greg.
Is that what's going on? No. Block caller, friend. What's up?
Twitter.com.
Yeah, go ahead. Say it louder.
So corny. I'll be corny. This is the end.
Back
for
up.
Real. Twitter.com/Vince in the Bay.
Sack up.
Yeah.
Sack up. Sack up, you piece of garbage. Everybody's unmuted. If you're on the line, you are unmuted. If you have nothing to say, that's why it's a portal.
No control
of the
show anymore,
you guys. That's some funny
that's
shit.
Your Saturday night party.
This whole show's broken down.
I hope you enjoyed it. If not, fuck off. I'll talk to you next time.
This is breaking up.
All right. So, thanks for coming out, everybody. Appreciate it.
Oh yeah, baby bun.
Like alcohol, circle slow, and then by the end of the night.
Are we going into overtime, Vince?
being crazy.
We are in overtime now, yeah. So we can get naked now. We can, I don't know, whatever.
What up? The overtime.
Yeah, yo. This is it.
What that means pretty much is all the callers that were, like, in the chat room that I showed you guys, like, anybody that was listening from there, they get cut off. And if you call in from your phone or Skype or whatever, then you can still be on. But
yeah, if you're on the call right now, you're still, like, we're not live on broadcasting over BTR anymore.
I have it muted. Sorry. 2 seconds. I'll be right back.
It goes from sort of acceptable
no worries.
To kind of creepy.
Before it was, like, being live broadcasted.
Yeah, now it's just like we're basically recording a podcast at this point. But once the show's over, once the party and the madness concludes, we will we'll finish the show and it'll all flow together as one thing. It just the overtime period just does not get broadcast live over BTR. But what we could do is who's are there any other shows going on right now? What's going on?
Yeah, let's troll some other shows.
Beach Bum had a serious boner for Bill Wagoner. He just can't wait for Bill Wagoner to get back into the mix.
Beach
Bill
Bum
Wagoner's the king of the internet.
You.
It's all a little annoying.
There's another.
And by the way, I don't have Debbie Daly rules where like you can't say Bill
Catch
Wagoner.
Yourself.
That's so ridiculous. Can you believe her? That woman, like.
She likes to. Just
like, oh my god. I was listening to her show on the archive the other day, and she had Jane on, and she was just like, "Now Jane, you know you're not supposed to say that name on my show." And I was like,
fuck?
"Are you kidding me? You literally won't let her say the word Bill Wagoner." Like she muted me that one night, and I thought that was just like,
wow.
Okay, it's just one night. But she's like she's still instituting that rule. It's ridiculous.
Bill Wagoner is another radio host. On the network, Blog Talk Radio Network. Yeah, I know you know about Bill Wagoner. BWC, baby, for life.
Oh,
okay, sorry.
This is
I'm back.
Trash. I'll pollute my
Here's
shirt.
For that.
Stupid
in the bay.
Club mottos. I hate that. Stupid. Everybody
just
spams my show.
Because you're not here
shit.
With me. With the key shoes, with the Zykova sisters. Jelly, baby.
Somebody's jocking.
You don't know your internet lingo yet, do you?
What's that?
She asked me why I said jelly. She's like, did you really just say jelly?
There
you go, jelly. A jelly roll. I got jelly rolls, baby.
I have more
jelly
rolls than you do,
days.
Actually. You have
you do.
Rolls.
Oh,
this
my God. Kishu, like, yeah, we were
They're
not
hot.
Jelly
to
rolls.
They're totally hot.
Pretty much. We rape each other over there.
Runner more.
What a silly Negro.
Vince in the Bay.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay.
I wish Kishu was still in the Bay.
I thought you were going
so
back.
Getting your ass
gonna go
every
back.
Day.
I am going to go back soon. I'm just depressed right now because I'm not back yet.
Well,
I've been home, 3 days?
It's terrible. I talked to Debbie Daly today on chat, and she was rather upset with Vince in the Bay.
What for now? When is she not upset with Vince in the Bay? When does she always think Vince is up to some conspiracy? You know, I mean, it's like, it's ridiculous. Like Vince can really, like, come up with that shit. And I'm just kidding, Vince. You know, I love you. But seriously, like, she comes up with the craziest shit that she thinks Vince does. And it's just ridiculous. Vince is a great guy. I love Vince in the Bay. If I didn't, I wouldn't have went all the way, you know, the fucking, 1,000 miles I did to see him. So, there
Let's
you go.
See.
Winning!
She said Vince in the Bay has gone rogue. He thinks he's a troll.
No.
Vince in the
I'm
Bay
not,
is definitely not
I'm
a troll.
I'm not a troll,
but
dude.
He has a
dude,
lot
I'm
of
a warlock. I'm a warlock, you piece of shit. I'm a warlock, not a troll. I never pretended to be a troll. I never will be a troll. No, it just it, she can get that out of her head.
Vince is the king troll.
Then she said,
He's the trolliest of the trolls.
Nah, he's an asshole. He's two-faced and sneaky.
Hang on a second. Wait a second. I think Debbie's here. Hang on a second. Debbie, is that you?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Is that really Debbie, or is that a soundboard? I can't tell.
Oh, man.
Debbie, is that just... Yeah, it's a soundboard. God damn it. I thought that was really Debbie.
I know. I got excited, too.
I got excited. I thought it was really Debbie. It was a soundboard. Oh, well.
There's that Vince is mistakenly running his mouth and getting caught. I'm like, yeah, but everybody does that sometimes. She says, not me. I can't stand him.
What, don't hide it.
You
know,
she's got me on top.
Wait a second. Let me address these. Can I address one of these things? Just one of these charges?
No.
What was the one about getting caught? Say that one more time.
She said, Vince is mistakenly running his mouth and getting caught. I said, he does that, but so does everyone.
Stop right there. Getting caught. Getting caught running in my mouth. How am I getting caught? Getting caught? Like, is she alluding to the fact that there's like, oh, that nobody listens to my show and somebody actually did for once and caught something I said?
I guess it means you mentioned her name.
Like, some sort of oops-a-daisy moment? Like, I'm fucking broadcasting on my show, dude. There's no fucking oops-a-daisy moment here. You know? If I didn't mean something, I'm sorry. Is my show getting in the way of your partying, Kishu?
I love you, baby.
The way of her cupcakes.
All right, let's check in with the soundboard. Soundboard crew. Hang on. Get the soundboard crew. Let's see if we got a Debbie Daly soundboard over here again. Hello.
I'm a troll.
Okay. This is a failed troll. They don't really have a soundboard. I take that back. I gave them too much credit. I thought they actually. I thought whoever that is on the block number, whoever that caller is, I gave them too much credit. They don't actually have soundboards. That's just them holding the microphone, or probably not even a microphone. Probably just their phone. Up to their computer speakers or their stereo speaker or whatever the fuck they have Jimmy rigged, you know, their boombox on their fucking cassette player that they have to rewind and re-cue. So it's not a real soundboard, right? This is just somebody fucking putting up a an iPhone up to a fucking Fisher-Price tape player. And playing a broadcast that they taped off of their computer of BTR from like a year ago. All right, this is troll failage to the umpteenth degree. All right,
the summer fags.
That's exactly what this is. This is all the summer fags. This is what you got to deal with here. Summer fags come
BTR,
through. They're behind the times. They're behind the times. They're trolling me with shit that I was getting trolled with during their last vacation. They're not up to date. All right. It's summer vacation now. There's a whole new set of memes. Get up to speed. All right.
So the summer fags are the newest crew in town.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Oh. Every summer, the amount of trolling and just randomness just goes up on all the boards is everywhere across the internet.
Well, I'm new
there's
to the
little
game.
Kids with nothing but time in their hands.
Good times.
Yeah, really.
But
hey,
Debbie says that not.
Nice chocolate.
I'm a troll.
There's more over there.
Troll and I'm a troll and I'm a troll. I'm a troll and a liar.
Patriot.
Wow.
That was a Jew. I didn't even realize that was a Jew until right now.
Oh no, I have that soundboard. The thing is that person keeps this is the soundboard here I have it on my this is the real soundboard. You're playing it off your fucking Fisher-Price tape deck. So let me play the actual one in its full fidelity, so you can so you can go back and sample this, and maybe it'll sound better, or at least you could put you know what you should do. If you can, just take a second away. Taking a second away from press pause on your tape deck. All right, and put the phone back up to your ear, and take a listen to this, because this is the actual soundboard in its full fidelity. All right, taking a listen to this, and then start fapping. All right,
I'm a troll and a liar.
There you go.
Wow.
By the way, whoever it is that's playing that stupid soundboard over and over, the Jew's been gone for this entire overtime. He hasn't been here the entire time. So you're doing that for nothing, right? He left when the show went off the air.
Yeah, but he listens to the archive.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Oh, totally. Totally. He wants to know what everybody is saying about him.
No, trust me, he doesn't. He just
like cardboard and plastic.
He wants
bottom.
To know. He'll hear about it. He knows if somebody says something, he'll find out about it. He's heard enough. He's moved on. Trust me, we're not saying anything he doesn't. But so what? Fuck him. If he does listen back, he's going to hear this. So what? I don't give a shit. I really don't give a shit. I really don't.
I don't give a shit.
I mean, it's just fucking Blog Talk Radio. If you get that fucking butt hurt, then you got bigger problems. Seriously, like I heard a grown woman shut down her show because she said that the trolls ruined it for her.
What?
You know, this is the woman that was berating me for trying to steal her quote listeners. Yeah, her listeners. Yeah, who were those 500 people? Where are they now? Those all her listeners? Where'd they go? Where are her 500? Where did all her 500 list 500 users go?
Well, that's just like she gave Kick Goofy Bone out today because of him at the last minute saying, "Come see my show," but then complained about it.
That's so stupid. I used to like her, but now I think I just don't like her.
I mean, that's I understand that though. Like he was on the air at the same time as her, like trying to.
Right.
That's kind of fucked up.
She was on tonight?
It's Blog Talk Radio. Who even cares?
Yeah, I don't know why people get their panties up in such a wad. Just, like, have fun with it. Unless that's her shtick. Like, a lot of times I think that's her thing. She's kind of, like, trying to do the femme version of what Ghost does. Like, do her own, like, female raging type of thing.
Well, she's in there all the time. That's one thing I see. I've seen her ghost chat room.
She's taking notes from Ghost for sure. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
Absolutely, dude. I think she's playing people like a fiddle. I think she was too tired and didn't really feel like doing a show and just said, you know what, I'm just going to pretend like I'm having a nervous breakdown and turn off the show early. I think she does that.
There's
I think she's just a drunk queen, and she just decided, you know what, I have a headache, I want to go to bed, I'm just going to pretend like I have a fucking nervous breakdown and end the show early.
Well,
fuck these kids.
From what I've heard, I think that she seems like she thinks that she can actually reach out to some of these kids or change their mind or whatever. So she's
speaking
them out to try to get
them in
there.
That's the same thing that Ghost thinks. He thinks the same thing. With his little capitalist army, he's trying to like, you know, cultivate these little kids and get them in his little club and... You know, get him to chat with him. Oh my God, that guy put out a tweet today that he was doing his chat room thing, his capitalist army thing, and have you tried to fucking log into his chat room? It's impossible. It is nearly impossible. Talk about hackers. You need to actually hack into that fucking system or something in order to log into that chat. It's ridiculous. There's so many goddamn bells and whistles and hoops that you have to jump through to get logged into that. Alcoholic, thank God, God bless his soul. He took me through it. All 59 steps it takes to log into Capitalist Army chat room, he took me through. I got in there, and it was just me and him and Ghost, but Ghost was like on snooze, perma snooze. He wasn't even in there. And I was just like, this is what I fucking took 20 minutes, like a half an hour out of my day to fucking load up, is this piece of garbage?
See, I love Ghost because he's like a troll in himself, you know.
I think that was his troll. I think he is trolling everybody. I think he's like, I'll give these kids want to troll me. Oh, I'll fucking troll them. Try to log on to my fucking chat room, you pieces of shit. You want to troll me? I dare you.
Good luck.
I dare you to find to navigate your through the Capitalist Army website and get to my goddamn chat room, you pieces of shit. Come and get me.
Yeah, but Ghost is amazing. I love Ghost. He's got some talent for sure. You know, I think you're talented because I love you, but pretty much every other show I've heard on here is just balls. You know, sometimes Debbie's show can be fun when she's getting, like, all the crazy callers and stuff, but when she's just ranting along and bullshitting with Ogles and whoever the fuck else, it's just balls, and it's dumb, and it's boring, and I'm sorry, Debbie, but you just get the fuck over it, please.
You're mean. Why are you mad? Are you mad at Debbie?
I'm mad. Well, she's not
mad,
shit
bro.
About you.
Why are you mad, bro?
Because I'm mad, bro.
I think Debbie's sexy. I think Debbie's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Ew.
I'd fuck the shit out of Debbie.
I've yet to see an actual picture of her. I haven't really looked.
Well, you haven't been around
I
long enough.
Just being sarcastic, so.
yeah, you're just trolling now, bro. If you haven't seen Deb, I mean, she fucking just plasters it everywhere. Are you kidding me?
She put up a video.
You obviously haven't been on the internet. You haven't seen what Debbie looks like.
Maybe I have. Maybe I just don't know.
I honestly, I think the only reason Debbie doesn't like me is because I'm younger than her.
Patriot Greg. Seriously, that person just sits there with a loop of Patriot Greg. Okay, that person just sits there with a loop of Patriot Greg, One Angry Jew, and what was the other one? Wait, what's the other one? Let's check. All right, mixing it up. A little music. Wow, can you imagine that person? Thankfully, I have the power of the mute button. But can you imagine if I didn't have that power, we would have to be subjected to the same thing that person's subjecting themselves to, right?
And you could never mute me, and you would just always have me.
Or here's what it is. Here's what it is. I got it. There's no way any human being could possibly sit there and sit through all that, right? Right. So this person obviously has a dedicated room set up where they just play a loop of, what was it, the One Angry Jew and Patriot Greg and a couple other things on a loop in a room on full blast, turned up to 11. They just have this room. It's isolated from the rest of the house.
Full blast,
soundproof.
Maybe.
It's soundproof, and they just periodically they'll just call into BTR shows, take their cell phone, toss it in the room, cue the loop, and then walk away and just leave it on.
There's no way somebody
sitting at that phone with that listening to that while. Because seriously, listen, I'll unmute it.
I think that's Dick Burns, dude. I'm starting to think that this is Dick.
You think that's
subliminal messaging from Dick Burns?
I think it's probably Dick Burns.
How can you? What proof do you have, though? How can you prove it?
Because he sits around and does that all the time.
Right? He sits there with that gas shit going, like, a full blast and just...
He listens to the most wind music ever. And he's just full blasted in his house and just loops and madness always going on. I mean, I've been over there, at his house, and you've been doing shows, with me. Remember how many times you had to mute me because it was so loud and crazy?
Yes.
You know?
I know. You're correct.
No, I missed Dick Burns. He blocked me again. I don't know
why. Apparently, you're pretty convinced that he's here, so you might as well just talk to him if he's here. Go ahead. Let me unmute him, see what he is.
dick.
Oh, that's the homo clown thing. That's the homo clown thing.
That's definitely dick.
Well, it's definitely his word.
Dick, don't be butthurt, baby. I love you. You know I do. Let's go grocery shopping tomorrow.
They do the same things over and over and over again. It's like...
Let me introduce myself. My name is Dick Bird.
All right, again,
wow,
check this
nice
out.
Call.
Again, seriously, check this out, dude. Again, they're playing it off of their fucking beatbox, their fucking boombox. When I have the original soundboard here on my soundboard. The gay homo clown thing, I got this shit right here. There's like a sample in there. I can't quite make out the sample. Again, this is a demo, though. This is a demo. It's not the real deal.
This is true. He made it with his computer microphone, so...
Of course.
I gotta give him props because it sounded really good for the way he did it. I mean, it really did.
I liked it. I thought it was great.
Dick is very talented. I miss him very much.
I think it's played out though. It's been in heavy rotation on all the fucking top 40 stations everywhere on the internet. So I'm fucking tired of it. So I'm not playing top 40 bullshit on my show.
Yeah.
Do you realize that I saw something on the internet, that most kids nowadays never heard the phrase "be kind, rewind"? Like they have no idea what it means.
Right. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I never rewound. I just fucking returned it, bitch. You rewind it. Garbage.
You're mean.
Hey, they're lucky they got the tape back. Those tapes used to cost a lot of money too. Did you ever lose one of those? Like I lost.
Yeah,
like,
I had
some
friends
like
that worked for video stores.
Are you kidding me? A piece of plastic with some fucking magnetic film inside of it is I misplace it and I suddenly owe you $150. Are you fucking shitting me?
Yeah, it's nuts.
That was insane, dude. Like, seriously, like back in the late 80s, early 90s, if you lost a rental movie cassette, it was big buco bucks, dude.
Because it would cost them $90, $80, $90 per video. That's pretty much why.
It's ridiculous.
Now,
dude, what happened? Did you get like 8
times
to get mosquitoes?
Let get wet. I don't even have to look at the VCR.
Just
weather
storm going down the road.
Mosquitoes love you.
No, it's just because I'm so sweet.
This is true. Vince got ate up by mosquitoes while we were in San Francisco.
Oh my god, I got fucking eaten alive.
I didn't get one mosquito bite that night. I couldn't believe it. I don't know why. Mosquitoes, they don't come after me. Yeah, I guess I'm just not sweet enough, apparently.
You probably, they don't recognize you from a different area.
I know. I'm an alien from outer space, baby.
What happened to your toes?
I'm hiding them.
Are you going to sleep with a fucking alien tonight?
Yeah. My antennas are going to come out of my ears. They're going to tickle you in the night. Dude, you were evil in your sleep. Like the last time you were like kicking me and like you turned over and like punched me in the face.
I can imagine that.
Yeah, you're bad in your sleep, dude.
I used to go to San Francisco all the time. I haven't gone in a really long time, but I used to make the trip. I didn't used to live that far. I was born in the Bay Area. So, but I didn't go a lot when I was a kid. I moved a lot when I moved out there, out away from there, and then I came back more. It's really nice.
I love San Francisco. I really do. It's an amazing city. Winston. Nice.
He's jealous because the other dog, she's petting the other dog, so.
Well, petting him at the same time.
Winston, you jelly dog. Come here. Winston.
Oh, man, I'm starting to get fucking really hungry. I'm getting really close to just thinking about just shutting her down and going and getting some food.
You know that place we went, the fish and chips place? It was so good.
Oh,
I've been craving
so
that bad.
Awesome. I can't believe it took me I can't believe it took me that long to go to that place. I've known about that place for a long time, and I've actually tried to go to it a couple of times and it was closed, and I cannot believe how amazing it was. In fact,
it was delicious. Oh my God.
It's probably closed right now.
And I don't really like fish that much, but it was so good. And then that one Mexican food restaurant we went into in Santa Rosa, that place was delicious too.
Yeah.
This is really good.
Well, you pretty much, you can't go wrong with Mexican food in California. You really can't.
Yeah, we had a lot of good food the whole time I was there. Like, I'm bummed now that I have to come back home and cook for myself.
It's okay.
Yes, my pasta rocked, but I definitely would much rather just, you know, walk around the bay with Vince and get good food and not have to cook it. And that Indian food restaurant, like the Indian food restaurant, the guy like pretty much spoon fed us. It was pretty awesome.
And he spoon fed us really good food, which is actually fermenting in my. The leftovers are still fermenting in my fridge. I got it.
How funny! Is there still food in your car too in the back seat?
Oh yeah, I got a nice little troll. I got a nice little troll from Kishu. The day after she left, I was moving my car, and I was to move the passenger seat in my car, and lo and behold, Kishu trolled me with the old McDonald's under the passenger seat trick.
Oh, threw the pickles on the floor.
That was the night of the Wombats concert. Like I was totally wasted.
That was in there the entire
week.
McDonald's, like,
and I got like this Wynn cheeseburger that was huge, and I ate like half of it and left the rest of it in the bag in the car.
Thanks for that, Kishu.
So,
appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Glad you
warm
enjoyed it.
Warm meat smell. French fries are
right?
Good. Smells like potato chips in my car.
Nice. Yeah, they went off. I set them on timer this time. There's no burnt cupcakes this time. The cupcakes are good to go. Hell yeah.
Cupcakes. You made those carrot cupcakes?
Yeah, I made carrot cake cupcakes.
Carrot cake cupcakes?
Yeah. With frosting and sprinkles. It's good stuff.
Oh, damn.
With buttercream frosting. So good.
Oh, there it is.
All right, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to eat my fucking microphone. I'm gonna end the show, okay?
No, I'm looking for
the show's over. Show's over. Show's over, kids. You don't have to come home, but you can't stay here. I'm getting the fuck out. Thank you so much for coming through, everybody. It was so much fun, Kishu. I love you.
I love you too, babe.
775. Did I even get your name? What's your name, dude?
Yeah, it's Stabby McCubbs.
Stabby McCubbs.
Oh, no, Stabby. That's right. That was Stabby the whole fucking time. I forgot, bro. My bad. Thanks for coming through, Stabby.
Okay.
Good times were had, and I'm going to get out of here and leave this dedicated to you, Kishu. This is your song, How Soon Is Now.
Hell yes!
Every
Out, yo.
Thank you very nice.